Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, Pastor Jack.
Amen, and Happy New Year to all of you as well.
I was searching for the word yesterday, and you came up with commission. I was thinking, what is it when you give somebody something to do, when you charge them with something, when you challenge them, if you will, and you came up with commission. That was for yesterday. Today, the word that comes up for me is challenge.
Yeah.
Because toward the end of the message, and I encourage folks to stay around long enough, you came up with a challenge that basically said, if you were a pilot, because we both hold private pilot certificates. Am I correct?
Correct, yes.
All right. And in that whole certificate program, we were taught to tell your people on board what's going to happen. You know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to fly the airplane, and if such and such goes wrong, here's what we need to do. I get that. Do you, in a sense, feel that maybe the Bible is used in that way for us as Christians, saying, hey, guys, here's what's going to come. Be ready for it. Is that fair to say?
Well, listen, the Bible tells us of itself that it commands us to know the full counsel of God. Paul the Apostle, when he met the Ephesian elders, as he's departing from them, he made it very clear to them that he made sure they had heard the entire gospel, the entire word of God, the full expression of God's truth. The Bible also tells us that God has given us his word and that it is enough, it's sufficient to instruct us in righteousness and to teach us and to equip us. And yeah, frankly, Davey, to inform us of what's happening next. And so I just love that aspect of the Bible. You know, we just came recently here in Southern California. All of a sudden, we found all of ourselves being Dodger fans.
Yeah,
because of the World Series. And of course, they lost. But regardless of that, the amazing thing was that if you were to watch the replays on the news later on, if you were to watch maybe a rebroadcast of this World Series, I found myself no longer being anxious and excited about the outcome because I already knew the outcome. I saw the game in real time. I saw the game happening. And so Bible prophecy is like that. God tells us in advance, we know how it ends, and in a sense, we're reading the replay. We can trust God with what's going to happen next because he told us that he knows. We need not worry about who's going to win. We already know God wins, and we're on his side.
The title of the message, What Was, What Is to Come. And this is Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs on Sirius XM 131.
I believe if nations would open their eyes, they would see God is at work right now among the nations. I have no doubt about it personally, but I want to give you this to encourage you that this is the God who goes before you into this new year. Well, what about God's prophetic presence being witnessed among the people, the Jewish people themselves? Well, simply this, God is realigning nations, just as he said in Isaiah. There are wars being conducted because of Israel. God is moving regarding the Jew. And here's the funny thing. The Jew exists today against all odds. Israel, since 1948, is a nation a second time against all odds. People are saying that the Jews are to be eradicated. We need to stop the Jew. Number one Nobel Prize winning ethnic group of people, Jews. How many of you heard of Boeing, Raytheon, Sony? Anybody heard of Intel? How about Dell Computers? Merck? What about Siemens? You know where they, listen, Israel is their R&D research and development center places of the world right now. Israel, did you know that? Why? Because they're hiring Jewish engineers. Why? Most highly educated in the world. You want to boycott the, yeah, we believe in boycotting Israeli products. You better think twice before you say that because a lot of those products are keeping you alive. Isn't that funny? Don't take the college narrative. Look at reality. and read your Bible. Critical stuff. The Jews are being blessed by God. They don't even know it. They don't even realize it. That's exactly what God said would happen. Keeping in the same genre, we go from the nation to the Jewish people to the church under this second point. The church is witnessing God among the church now, today. How so? I believe this personally, that God is purifying his people, not only in America, but in the world. Listen, the silver lining to the horrific persecution that's going on against Christians globally is that those who are Christ are paying often with their life right now. Those that are not are just going into the culture and fading away. Ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you something right now. Now, you know what? This service is packed, and that's great, and that's wonderful. But listen, you should have come to first service if you wanted a parking spot. Apparently, first service parties, or they stay up late. I don't know, but what am I saying? I'm saying this. I'm just joking. What I'm saying is this. With what the church in other parts of the world is experiencing, if that happened, and when that happens in America, the church is going to get super healthy. Do you understand that? It won't be convenient then to be a Christian. I don't know if you came here today because you're religious. I don't know if you came here today because it's a New Year's resolution. I don't know if you came here today because it feels good. But listen, what are you going to do when it doesn't feel good? Those days are coming, and it's not a day to have chagrin and to be sad. It's a day when the church is purified. God, I believe, is purifying his church in the world right now. American church, its hour is coming. We don't know what that means or what it looks like, but it is coming. He is preparing his bride. She's getting her gown ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that is a good thing. Because only in situations like that does the word of God lift up off the pages of the Bible and become a reality in your life. And those who are not truly his will fade away into the shadows. The third and final argument is this: the prophetic power of God is at work today. When Jesus said in Revelation 1:8 that he is, who was, and thirdly, who is to come. He's the God of the future. And he will be seen among the nations. What's happening in the future for this year and for the years to follow, should God grant us that opportunity to watch and see, is that God will be manifesting his power among the nations. May the nations of the world wake up to begin to realize what's going on, but God is at work. The Bible, we've all heard this, we've all studied this, we've seen this in the Bible, that there are the signs of the times, or the last day signs, the last day events of the Bible, indicators. I wrote down in my notes, indicators, signs, alerts. They are increasing, according to the Bible, everywhere. And then I wrote down, wow, that's like my phone. I am signed up for so many news apps from around the world that I get constant. In fact, I turn it off during service so we're not interrupted here because I have my timer going on right now. I get constant notifications, don't you? Ding, what's going on? Ding, well, now what? Ding, what? Ding, where? Ding, dong. No, you don't. It's like, what? Constant news all the time. What is that? Why do you torture yourself that way? Because, listen, I want to look at every bit of the news filtered through the Bible, if it means anything. Maybe it doesn't, but maybe it does. God is sending us push notifications from around the globe that we can recognize with our Bibles, if we know our Bibles. Constant alerts. The nations. Here's some. Those of you who are investors, you know much more than what I'm talking about regarding this. Those of you who watch the news, you know about this. Those of you who don't know, you don't know. And the European Union is almost all but dead right now as I speak today. It may end this year. England's out. Italy's thinking about getting out. Germany, they're in trouble because they're paying for everything. They are. They're going broke. France, they want out. European Union, listen, Go study it. They tried to make a USE. That's what they called it originally, United States of Europe. But they all got together and they voted. One thing we will do, what the Americans did, we will not do. Did you know what it was? Number one vote. We all agree we will not have God referenced in our documents. Then no wonder why your experiment fell apart. The euro is tanking. The borderless nations didn't work. Now they have mass chaos. They have terrorists running to and fro at will. It's out of control nuts, and they're going completely broke. Europe is upside down. And England had enough brains to save itself so far. And I want to read to you what a Secretary General of the NATO North Atlantic Treaty Organization had to say. And we'll put the quote up on the screen. What we want is a man of sufficient stature to hold the alliances of all people and to lift us out of the economic morass into which we are sinking. Send us such a man, and be he God or devil, we will receive him. Heinrich Spack said that, not yesterday, but in 1959. You see, well, that's old. Yeah, I wish I could tell you that's not the attitude of the European leadership today. Let me give you a statement that is from the recent CEO, he's now retired, Josef Ackermann of Deutsche Bank, Germany. Quote, the time has come to deepen economic and currency unions. For this, we need a renewed push towards integration. We need a strong political leadership. Europe needs a leader. We need help. Europe's going down. We need help. They're calling out for help. One guy says, send us a god or a demon. We don't care. We need a leader. You know what your Bible says about their leader? He's going to claim to be both, a god, but he's a demon. He's called the Antichrist in the Bible. The Bible says, and I'll just paraphrase it, you can look at the reference on the screen, Revelation 13, beginning at verse 16, the Bible tells us that when this guy rises to power, he's going to fix economic problems. You know how he does it? It's brilliant. Have you ever heard of filing bankruptcy? You zero out everything, you start over. Companies do it all the time. People do it. You renegotiate your debt collapse by going to zero. The tragedy is someone's got to pay somewhere for you to get back to zero because you're sub-zero. But you start over and you zero everything out. The world is saying all the economies are upside down. It's funny because Israel's economy is exploding profitably. But that's not the topic for now. The global economies are tanking, ladies and gentlemen. So the Bible says in the book of Daniel that there's going to be this Antichrist beast man. He's going to come on the scene and he's going to have an idea to zero out the economies. He's going to make them all work. Book of Revelation 13 tells us that he's going to do that by abolishing cash and using numerics. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand, or you have three options, right hand or your forehead. If you're vain, I don't think you're going to get a forehead tattoo unless the technology can be introduced underneath your skin. But, and no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. The Bible refers to this guy as a beast. Don't you love that? The Bible is not politically correct. For it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So whatever numerical values people will do transactions with, there's going to be a prefix introduced to people that will have a number 666. So you live in 714-949-909. 818 area code. Imagine that's a prefix. Imagine everybody being introduced. They're doing numerical transactions. You say, well, that would never happen. You know what I mean? No cash? No, you mean no money? No cash? Just numbers? Yeah, just numbers. People buy and sell with numbers only. I know that would never happen. You would never buy anything on the internet with just numbers only. But to be legally, to pass the background check and to prove that you've passed the background check to deal in the economies of the world because you're safe, you get a prefix. And the prefix is 666-497-8929, whatever your number is. And you have to agree to this. And I'm sure there's going to be a litany of security clearances because the arguments that nations give for this technology revealed in the Bible, they said it would eradicate human trafficking, terrorism, drug trafficking, all of that stuff. It'd go away. I don't know how they think that, but that's what they say. I want to show you at least now these two news clips. Watch this. Denmark becomes first country to ban cash. Did you know that? I didn't know that. In fact, one of the articles said Americans are the least informed on this topic, but they do the most spending. We do the most electronic spending, but we still think our dollar. We still think George Washington and Ben Franklin. Isn't that funny, don't you? We do. I mean, I live in a cashless society. I told you before. Look at that little wallet of mine. I am so poor, that's all it is. Little tiny thing. No cash. Only numbers. Only numbers. IBM adopts Bitcoin payment system. Digital currency goes mainstream. What is that? IBM's leading the way. Global commerce, no cash. You know Uruguay? Uruguay. They banned cash transactions below $5,000. Only numbers. Wow. What about the Jewish people as we consider this? What's going on? I don't want you to leave the building today all bummed out. Well, what a New Year's bummer. The exact opposite. Should have stayed home. No. Listen, the same God that made all of these statements of the past kept his word. The statements he's made now, he's going to keep. And the statements he's made about the future, he's going to fulfill. In light of all of that, he's the God who says, I love you. I'll never fail you. I'll be with you all the way through. I'm going to walk you, he says, all the way through the end of this whole year. I'll walk you through. No matter what happens, I'm going to walk you through it. His people, the Jewish people. I don't need to belabor this. Watch the news. God is assembling his people in Israel. It's happening. We talked about that. Third and finally, the church. We will see God move among his church. I have no doubt about it. If today, with what we know from the Bible, I have great hope and great excitement. But Jack, America's a post-Christian nation. Yes, it is. Listen, that's not how you get to heaven by being an American. Remember, all nations will turn against God in the end. We are not of this nation anymore. We're Christians. We pay our taxes and we do what we do, but our citizenship's in heaven. Amen. Listen, the great news about us being Christians at this time for this new year is that God is going to fulfill his promises to us. And here's how we're going to survive. No, here's how we're going to succeed. Not survive. We're going to do the opposite of what's trending today in the Western church. What's trending today? Bible studies are boring. No Bible studies. Less Bible verses. It confuses people. Don't talk about prophecy. It makes people nervous. Be more inclusive. Be more ecumenical. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to be more than ever just biblical. Just Bible. Just, listen, drawing closer to him. Why? Because he has always proven to have a remnant of people, past, present, and future. He will never fail you. Amen. And Jack, but what about this and what about that? Listen, what about this and what about that? He will never fail you. But I got hit by a truck. He'll hold your hand. But I got sick. He's going to hold your hand. But financial, he's going to hold your hand. And he will keep his promise to you, the church. And then I want to end with this. We need to be more focused this year than ever on you and I being dependent upon the person of the Holy Spirit. You know why churches today are departing from orthodoxy and they've got to do everything they can to get people in the doors? Because they have lost the presence of the Holy Spirit in their ministries. There's no presence, there's no conviction. Where the Holy Spirit's present, God will convict sin. When there's discouragement, God will encourage people. Where his word is presented, the Holy Spirit moves. And when those things of his are not present, then you've got to get all kinds of hype and all kinds of stuff to prop it all up. You've got to water it down to get him in. You adopt human ways to do God's business. And it's wrong. And the Holy Spirit will not do it. So more than ever, we need to be for this year, starting now, more prayerful, more to the word, starting in our private lives. And you can expect God to do amazing things this year. Absolutely amazing things. So I want to leave you this picture. If I were your pilot, and this is one big airplane, I would say, put on your seatbelt, because as we approach our destination, it's going to get a little bumpy. Now, that shouldn't scare you. You know, if you love to fly, it's like, whatever. And if you're scared to fly, us scared. That's a new word. That's scared and afraid. It's really bad. You're us scared. That's super scared and afraid. If you're us scared, then what you do, I've noticed, is people start looking around. They start looking around other people on the flight. And they look for experienced flyers. And if you look at them sleeping, it's like, well, okay, it's not so bad. That guy's sleeping. He may be drugged out of his mind, but he's sleeping. Okay, that person over there, okay, they're not worried. And it kind of sends you some peace. Listen, as you leave these doors in a moment, this year, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, they're going to be looking at you to see if they should start hanging on. You turn to them and say, we got it. The one who is to come, he's on his throne. Amen. It's going to be good. Father, we thank you for your truth. We thank you for your word and for your power, for your grace. The fact that you're the God that was in it all at the beginning. You're the God that's in it now, and you're going to be the God that's in it. Whatever comes, you're in it. And so, Father, we put our absolute hope in you. We look to your joy and your peace. We will abound in you because you've made us promises. The power of the Holy Spirit. You are so faithful to the invitation to be with us and near us and to fill us with knowledge. God, make us pleasing to you that we might be fruitful in our lives. God, make us strong in you. Jesus, we commit our way to you. We commit this year to you. Church, stand while we're praying. Stand, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lord, we give you this year now. We make, as it were, as much as we can, a covenant with you right now. Jesus, we lay this year ahead of us at your feet, all of us, healthy, sick, rich, poor, hurting, happy, whatever. As Christians who trust in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, the crucified Savior, resurrected from the dead, the Lord God Almighty, we lay this year in advance before you. Come what may, whatever comes, we understand today it has to come through you, Father, before it ever gets to us. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio. Thanks for listening. And you know, all of us here at Real Radio understand how hectic the holidays can be. That's why it's so important to slow down to reflect upon the true reason for the season. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. And I want to remind you to check out the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app when you get a chance. All kinds of ways to connect with everything that is Real Radio and Pastor Jack. Just simply go to your app store and download the Real Life app. You can also click your way through reallifewithjackhibbs.org and get the Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.